Something we've talked about on the program a number of times is gender quotas. And you know that in general terms, I'm against them. But the Victorian state government has made it mandatory for state sporting associations to have a minimum of 40% females on their boards or committees by the 1st of July 2019. I don't know, is that possible? Well, one bloke that thinks it is the CEO of Little Athletics Victoria, Anthony McIntosh, who joins us now. Anthony, good to speak to you.
Good to speak to Stephen. Thank you.
Anthony, is this a good move?
Look, it is a good move, and we've seen the explosion in female participation across sports, and we've seen traditionally, like in Little Athletics, is our experience that our committees at centre level, at community level, our region committees, our state sporting level committees have been dominated by male presence over the journey, and look, we're missing out on the contributions to our sport by effectively half the population over that time. So we, Little Athletics, certainly agree with that setting, and I think it's well aligned to what the community expectations are in terms of including our women and girls in sport at all levels.
But why aren't women on boards of Little Athletics organisations across the state anyway?
Look, I think traditionally there's been a cultural divide, and this not only goes for Little Athletics, but for lots of other sports too. And that if we're talking about junior sports, the dad has been the parent typically that would get involved in terms of helping out week in, week out, because mum was involved in looking after the other siblings or doing domestic duties or something like that. So they are the local volunteers who'll progress to join the committee, who'll then progress to join the region committee and onto the state committee, so to speak. So the women weren't necessarily excluded, but simply weren't afforded those opportunities. And so I think over the journey, we've seen our sport, like lots of other sports, the males in the sport have been the ones that have had the time and availed themselves to actually take on these roles.
So aren't you then effectively mandating that 40% of your spots are going to be taken up by people who traditionally have decided themselves they didn't have the time to do it?
Well, it's not a matter of deciding themselves. It's a matter of, it's like if one sees a committee or an organisation full of people that are not like me, then I'll be less likely to join. And I think that the same goes for committees. If a woman sees a committee full of blokes, they're less likely to think, well, hey, there's a spot on it for me, or I'll be less comfortable about, bashing the door down and joining in. So they'll seek an opportunity elsewhere and move on, and another bloke will join the committee and just maintain the status quo. So look, the mandate is there by the state government to, the state government plays a great role here in Victoria in supporting a lot of state sporting organisations and lots of sports receive grants year on year to help develop their sport. The state government invests millions in sports, in community sport, to help with participation and strengthening our cultural fabric and they're growing the fundamental motor skills capability in our kids and adults and all that sort of stuff. They're all really, really good reasons. And so, what they've stipulated is that in order to align our boards with good governance principles as determined by the Sports Commission, that in order to receive those grants year on year, that the sporting organisations, actually state sporting organisations, achieve a 40% female minimum participation. So look, we agree with that. We think that's good. We are not quite there yet at Little Athletics, but we're well on the journey and we've learned a lot of lessons along the way. And we're already benefiting, I think, from opening up our board to opportunities to women who have joined our board and are making a terrific contribution.
See, I see a couple of major problems with this. Firstly, my involvement in junior sport has been largely with soccer and rugby league. And overwhelmingly, women are involved in those organisations because it's the mums that go out and do the work and get involved in the committees and do that sort of stuff, whereas the dads might be involved in coaching. So I think there are plenty of sports out there that would be achieving their 40%, but if Little Athletics isn't, and let's pick any sport, it doesn't really matter, isn't the government effectively saying that, well, what we're trying to do here is cut your funding because we're going to put pressure on you to go out and find people that traditionally might not have wanted to do this? What about if you've got a small sporting club out there that just cannot meet the 40% because they don't have enough mums or women that want to do it? They get their funding cut.
Well, I think at the end of the day, if they're making a genuine effort and that they can prove to state government that they've taken all reasonable measures in which to make those changes and get women on their committees and boards, then the government will probably be somewhat sympathetic. So it's all about making sure that the right efforts there and the right settings at the sporting organisation are in place. And like one of the things that we have to do at Little Athletics is to change our constitution to open up our board to opportunities for effectively independent directors, of which we could then select or recruit females to join our board. So we had to go back to our 100 members, our centre members, our clubs, and say, hey, look, we're looking to do this because there's a whole raft of benefits as to why we need to change our constitution and make our to accept external expertise onto our board rather than just simply looking within our sport for that expertise and a whole range of other things. And so we had to do that. So this journey for us has been well over 2 years in order to get to this point at the moment. We've got another 6 or 8 months in which to reach our target. And we've still got a few, tricks that we'll have to, have to engage in order to reach our gender quota. And not only this year, but also ongoing, So our committee turns over, 2 or 3 people every year come up for election. And in any given year, if we have 2 women stepping off, that we'll need to find another 2 women to continue on. So this is an ongoing thing, but at least we can demonstrate that we've been on the journey and we've got all the settings correctly. We're doing everything we can in order to get there, and I think that's the message for a lot of sports out there. We're in a more challenging situation than Little Athletics is.
Anthony, good to speak to you this evening.
Pleasure. Thanks, David.
That's Anthony McIntosh, the CEO of Little Athletics Victoria. Well, I want to know your experience. What the sporting organisations in you're involved with, are there more men on the boards and committees than women? Are there women that want to be on these boards that aren't getting an opportunity? What do you think of this quota idea? 13 27 10 is the number. Give us a call.